Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, folks, this kid, we're going to just recap this kid that was in the woods quickly, and then I'm going to...
This happened in North Carolina. This kid goes missing. He's 3 years old. Turns out he's tangled in like the brush and bushes and thorns and stuff for 3 days. Three days. Mm-hmm. And he comes out. And of course, I was like, oh, my God, what happened? And he's like, a bear sat with me. Mm-hmm. And so I put the link up. I'm like, you know, this kid said a bear sat with him. What do you think? And people. Hold on. Let me. Yeah. We have probably a mama bear took him in like one of her cubs. So sweet. A bear will take in any young. I bet a bear did snuggle with this sweet baby to keep him warm. He's young enough to not be frightened by a bear, probably like a giant live teddy bear to him. And another one, kids don't lie.
Right.
They don't.
Nope.
They don't. They do, however, make up a lot of colorful stories. Having raised two of them myself, I've heard some tall tales. Did a bear come sit with the child in the briar patch in the woods?
Jury says no.
I think that the kid, you know, told a story about a bear came sit. Maybe he imagined a bear. But maybe he fell asleep and dreamed about a bear who came and sat with him.
For 3 days, he's stuck in thorns. And like he's obviously, maybe he's just imagining some things.
Did they take into account, did they take a sniff of the child when they picked him up? A bear's stink. A bear is a wild animal. Bears do not smell good. Not cuddly.
Yeah.
That's just not how the real bear is.
They're not.
So anyway.
You don't think, I mean, do you really think that this could be real in any way, shape, or form, that a bear came and sat with this three-year-old child for 3 days?
All together?
No.
We don't. We don't believe that.
And for a kid,
I'm so happy that the kid was found.
Yeah.
It's awesome that that boy was. I just, when something like that happens, the terror that waves over you, if that is your child or someone you know, it's just, oh, it's just awful.
How long? And it's a shame because the kid's three. He's not old enough to really exploit the situation. How long do you think that he'll be like, can I get a cookie? And they're like, no. He's like, cool. Remember when you left me in a briar patch for 3 days?
Yeah, that's right.
How about that cookie now?
Son, that was 21 years ago.
My oldest son will throw something in my face. And here it is. We came home from the grocery store. He was still of an age where he strapped into the car seat. Well, between the grocery store and home, he falls asleep. He's out. So we're like, well, let's get the groceries unloaded and get them in there. And then, you know, we'll get him out, let him sleep. So at a point where both of us had gone into the house, he wakes up and realizes he is alone in the car. I never heard the end of it. That boy is 19 now, and I've never heard the end of it.
I'll tell you, my poor mom, she loves the movies where somebody goes into like the underdog school and they championship the team and they all come together. She loves those stories. So she rented, my friend and I just constantly bring this. She's like, let it go. She gets this video, this movie, He Got Game, right? Like she's like, oh, this is going to be a great underdog story. Yeah. And it's about this guy who goes, he comes up, you know, in a poor neighborhood, gets into the NBA or whatever. And it's his story. But of course, he goes to college and it's wild for him because he's an athlete in school.
Right.
So he's getting a ton of tail and it's like gets a little soft core. And my mom's like, close your eyes. Don't watch. And we always, my friend and I are like, remember when you showed us soft core when we were 10?
I'll never
let her live that down. Elaine, if you're listening, you know what you did.
Did a bear indeed go out and sit in the woods with the three-year-old boy who got lost out there in the brush?
It's like the Jungle Book.
Yeah, it did it happen? What do you think? 680-WOLF is the number, yes.
Good. I was just wanting to call in about the little boy and the bear.
Yes, go right ahead.
I just wanted to say that if God can take care of Daniel in the lion's den, God can send a bear to take care of a three-year-old little boy in Briar Patch.
Okay. So you think a bear, a real live wild bear, came and sat with this kid for 3 days?
I don't think it was a bear.
Okay, I'm not going to play that. That's driving me crazy with the channel going this, that, and the other. But she thinks that, you know, that could have been an angel who came in the form of a bear or whatever that took care of this three-year-old kid. Because after all, the kid is 3 years old,
yeah,
and he's in the middle of the weeds, and it's day and it's night, and it's day and it's night, and there's wild animals out there. There's coyotes and all kinds of critters running around.
And this happened recently, so it was cold. It's not like it was, you know, a 70 degrees and warm and sunshine.
So, you know, who knows? A mystery, but certainly I'm so glad that it ended the way it ended. He was found fine.
And we talked about being able to exploit your parents for situations, you know, where they ruined your life. And Courtney Merritt just messaged me on Facebook. She said, my mom sold one of my stuffed Garfield characters at a garage sale when I was 4. I just turned 38 on Saturday, and she still hears about selling that Garfield.
Do you remember when you sold that Garfield doll?
You ruined my life.
Yeah, ruined my childhood. Now I grew up to be this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.